USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for service members serving overseas.
Because of your brave and selfless service, Americans can celebrate Christmas in safety and in peace, and we all appreciate what you do so much, and we thank you very much.
The president speaking via video conference with members of the military from his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. The president was also asked about North Korea and a possible gift coming from North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
Let's see. Maybe it's a nice present. Maybe it's a present where he sends me a beautiful vase as opposed to a missile test.
Israel is expecting about 165,000 Christian tourists to celebrate Christmas in the Holy Land. That's a 10% increase from last year. The most visited religious sites include the Western Wall and Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The arrival of another invasive species is bad news for honeybees. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's the first time this enemy of the honeybee has been spotted in the United States. Agricultural officials in Washington State have issued a pest alert and a warning about a possible infestation of the Asian giant hornet. The Asian giant hornet, with its yellow head, can be nearly 2 inches long, with a wingspan of 3 inches and a stinger that's about 6 millimeters long. The hornets feed on honeybees and can quickly destroy an entire hive. It's presumed these hornets were probably stowaways on a ship that crossed the Pacific.
Police in Arkansas say an officer is recovering after being shot Monday night. It happened at an apartment complex in Bryant, which is a suburb of Little Rock. A suspect was also shot by police during the incident. And half of American workers are ending the year without getting a raise. That's according to a new Bankrate survey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Archbishop of New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, will once again be leading Midnight Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. He joins Fox News with a preview of his Midnight Mass message.
Well, this Christmas, when I'm at Midnight Mass, I'm going to talk about why in the world are we here at midnight? I mean, we're all tired. We've had a busy day. We got a big one tomorrow. What are we up at midnight? Because we need silence and because we need to remember that Jesus came to bring light to the darkness. And there's a lot of darkness in the world, isn't there? You all have to report on it every day. People seem to be craving light, direction, focus, healing, meaning. And that's what Jesus came to bring, light to the darkness. That's why, we don't actually know the date where Jesus was born, but it sure made eminent sense for the early church to say, why don't we do it at the darkest time of the year? When the sun, the S-U-N, begins to rise, and when the Son, S-O-N, the Son of God, the light to the world, Jesus, is born.
And finally, on this Christmas Eve, you can keep an eye on St. Nick's travels around the globe. The North American Aerospace Defense Command Santa Tracker will follow Santa's journey online. You can also call NORAD to get a live report on the Jolly Fellow's whereabouts. That phone number, 1-877-HINORAD. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.